Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing a big Predators win on Saturday. They're in the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I am alive. How's that sound?
Well, that is a great start. That's always step number one.
It's helpful.
Corey, what did you think of the game Saturday night for the Predators against Carolina? And when you factor in the entire season and the ups and downs that we saw, what kind of an accomplishment is this for the Predators to make the playoffs with this group?
Well, first off, it's a great accomplishment. I mean, we've seen the numbers, less than a 1% chance of getting in at one point. But I think the bigger story for me, and it goes to the game as well, is the transformation of the culture of a hockey team. It's not something you generally see happen during a season. And, you know, culturally, they had to change. I mean, they got soft. They just did. They just got soft. And all those youngsters came up and reset the bar for how hard this team was going to play and the things they were going to do to win hockey games. How many goals do they score in front of the net now? I mean, a ton. They do the hard stuff. You know, the forecheck is so much stronger. And then, you know, I think winning that game, you know, everybody's going to point to finally beating Carolina and having to play them in the playoffs. Yeah, that's important. But I think it's also important, you know, to complete the story of the season that they earned their way in. They didn't back their way in. They didn't just beat a team to get to the playoffs. They beat one of the probably three or four very best teams in hockey to get there in a game that looked and felt like a playoff game. I mean, I can't really say enough positive things about it.
So do you look at this, it's basically 2 months now, just about 2 months, Corey,
yeah,
and say, okay, this is sustainable, this is certainly it's a massive change in trajectory, but is it a trajectory that gives you optimism both for the series to come and for beyond?
Well, I mean, I think 2 months isn't a streak, okay? 2 months isn't you're hot. And like I said, they changed the way they play the game. And that's the big difference. It wasn't like, hey, they're going along and they got hot and they won 8 out of 10 and then they dropped, you know, 5 in the next 5. This is the way they play now. I'm not saying that for like 3 weeks or so. And when this is the way you play, you always give yourself a chance to win. And that's what they do. I mean, even when they lost at Columbus, they were tied in the third period. I mean, they were right there with a chance to win the game. Didn't do it, but they were right there. And so, you know, I am encouraged for the long-term prognosis of the hockey team because, you know, under John Hines and with some of these youngsters coming up, if this is the way they continue to play, they'll continue to be a good hockey team. Can they get better? Sure. I mean, sure, there's things they can do to get better. Now, as for the next series, look, they could play out of their minds great and lose in 5 or 6. But you know what? So could 90% of the NHL. They're playing one of the very best teams in the league. And that's why I don't get caught up with people who say, you know, oh, well, if they don't win a series, it's all for nothing. That's not true at all. You get in to give yourself a chance. And then you give it your best swing. And if you give it your best swing and you don't make it, then you don't make it. But you got to understand, you're playing one of the favorites to win the Stanley Cup. And you could play great and lose. And we could say the same thing. If Tampa Bay played Carolina in the first round, they could play great and lose. And that wouldn't make their season a failure. It just means they ran into a really good hockey team. But I'm not setting up for the Preds to fail. I'm just setting up for people to take a reasonable look at it. That they're playing a really good hockey team, and one of these hockey teams isn't going to move on.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Corey, as you're well aware, the playoffs, a much different game in the NHL than the regular season. Mm-hmm. And UC Soros does not have a ton of playoff experience. He's come in and spared Pickering in the past and also, you know, played the series last year against Arizona as well in the qualifying round. He's been awesome as of late. You've heard people make arguments about him being – maybe in the Hart Trophy conversation behind Connor McDavid, who absolutely is going to win. Given that he's not got a big playoff sample size, but also factoring in the way that he's played, where's your confidence level in UC Soros heading into this series against Carolina?
Oh, I mean, I have a ton of confidence in UC Saros. I mean, I go back to the Stanley Cup a few years ago when he came in. The moment was never too big for him. You know, there were, I know he came into that last game when it was 2-0, and there were other games where he came in and he kind of stemmed the tide. There was never a moment where he came off the bench and you know, was just like a deer in headlights. And, you know, he's played some very big games, some playoff-type games here down the stretch. You know, like I said, last season, that's a different team playing a different way in front of him. And so I am not concerned about UC Saros headed into the series. Does that mean I think he's going to lock down and sweep Carolina? No. No, I don't. But I think he'll give him a chance to win because, you know, like I say, this is how this team plays. And yes, UC Saros is in a hot streak. He is in a zone. He is playing, you know, fantastic hockey. But, you know, we also know he's a good goaltender who gives his team a chance to win, and he can erase some mistakes. But they're also, for the most part, playing a heck of a lot better in front of him. And that's, you know, I don't know that gets talked about enough. You know, I have people who tell me that the only difference between this team the beginning of the season and now is a hot goalie, and I just think that's utter nonsense. You know, the way they're playing in front of him is a lot better as well. But there's no taking away from how hot he is. Can he stay that hot against some of the best teams in the league? Because you think if you manage somehow to get Carolina, you're going to get Florida or Tampa.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a tough call to try to get through those two. But that's what the call is. And we'll see if they're up to it or not.
Yeah, I'm glad you called that out as nonsense. It's only the goalie stuff it's just not true. This team is playing.
I can't even have that conversation.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, it's out there. So Corey, we've talked about, first of all, just what a strange, you know, year it is. I mean, sometimes it comes out like you think about it more, and I think about it more with the Pecorine thing. Just the fact that, you know, we're speculating on him, his future. We're speculating on whether this could be like a tribute game. And, you know, it's been weeks since anyone's heard from him just because that's mm-hmm. how things are. There's no yep. access in this environment to even broach the topic. But where are you on the speculation spectrum on Pecorine? Do you think tonight is going to end up being one we look back at as, you know, the tribute night for him?
Well, whatever he decides, I hope it's for the very best for him because he is – unquestionably one of my five favorite athletes that I've ever covered. I mean, just from being a great player, a heck of a nice guy, a first-class individual, and a guy who you would ask a straight question to, and he would give you a straight answer. I mean, he to me has been as good as they come. And if they don't start him tonight, that's just the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I am excited to see him get back in the crease. You know, if it is his last game here, it's his last game here. I guess is there a report about him going and playing in the Finnish league or something next
yeah.
year as a possibility? And look, he's a dad now, and I get it. I get it. When you have kids, it changes things. It does. It changes things. You know, but if he believes in this hockey team and its future next year, maybe he does come back. But I don't think we as a city and the fan base can do that. I think you have to appreciate tonight for what it possibly could be and treat it like that. And then if he does come back next year, you know, just be thankful. But I think tonight is a great night to say thank you, you know, for everything he has meant to this team, to the city and to the sport. You know, I go back to when this team almost left for Hamilton. He was the guy who said, I'm not leaving. You know, this is my team, this is my city, and this is where I want to be. And, you know, he put his stake down, and he's part of the reason, a big part of the reason for the way the last 10, 15 years have been.
Corey, last thing for you here. What do you think of the Matt Duchene situation right now for the Predators? He was essentially benched the other night in
yep.
Columbus. He's back in the lineup on Saturday, right now on the third line on the wing. What do you make of all this? How do you think the Predators handle this, both in the short term, trying to go through this playoff run, but also the long term as well, with five more years left on his deal after this season?
Well, it's a tough call, and it's disappointing. I mean, you know, they tried getting him here for a long time. And, you know, I've watched him play, and I feel like the effort is there much of the time. But the results aren't. They just aren't. They have other guys who are producing more. And whether you're paying him, what's he make, $8 million a year?
Yep.
Whether you're paying him $8 million a year to sit and watch or to play, and I know it's painful to have a guy making $8 million a year sit and watch, but you're still paying him $8 million a year, and the goal is to win the game, okay? And so if he has to watch for you to win the game, then that's what has to happen. And those are the tough calls that John Hines has made and has to make. Because, you know, those are the ones you have to stand by, though, and those are tough ones for David Poyle, I'm sure, to have to stomach, because he's got to tell ownership about it and either support or not support his head coach's call on that. I mean, there's only one person who can change the trajectory of this, and that's Matt Duchene. And I don't know if it's, you know, he not fitting in, or if he's just clutching the stick too hard, because he has had opportunities where you think he's going to score, but he doesn't. And we know he's talented. But like I said, there just have been guys who have produced more. I mean, does Eric Halla have the talent base of Matt Duchene?
No.
No? But what has Eric Halla done the last 3 weeks? I mean, he's torn it up. He's been a house of fire out there. And, you know, that's what they need. And if he could get it going in the playoffs, I mean, gosh, that would be tremendous. But I don't know how long that leash can be. You know, that's you know, it's one of those times where you don't envy being a head coach. And, you know, David Poyle has things to figure out with a couple of these contracts and with the expansion draft. You know, if he can free himself from at least one of these deals that's not looking so great right now, you know, he can give himself some options. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and you know, what the appetite is out there, you know, for a couple of these guys that they might be willing to part ways with.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joins us every Monday at 8 o'clock. Corey, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
I always said that doesn't happen by accident. So good stuff.
Absolutely. Corey Curtis, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Predators. Look back at a great game on Saturday night. The Predators punched their ticket and clinched the playoffs for the 7th consecutive year. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.